Hey, you.
NASA.
Give me the Cyber Razor Cut.
A Cyber Razor Cut.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Oh, me sandwiches!
It's Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda from SegaDriven.com, back on Radio Sega for another hour of Sega remixes. That was Cash Cash's awesome, awesome remix of the Big Arms theme from Sonic 3, which features in the 3DS version of Sonic Generations. And it's very good! So yes, hello, welcome back. This is our sixth episode, and you haven't missed a week so far. Had to move one around for a different day, but other than that, we're going strong, so good, so good. But yeah. Today's episode is going to take a bit of a Sonic theme, mainly because most of the remixes I have are Sonic themes, so you kind of have a little bit less to choose from abroad the Sega palette. But if anybody wants to recommend me anything, give us a shout, because I'd love to include more stuff from the Sega back catalogue, and I'm sure there's many remixes out there that I'm completely missing, but at the moment got a majority of Sonic themes. But anyway, what I'm going to start with is the four songs that feature on the recently released new OC Remix album, Badass Boss Themes Volume 2. There's four Sega remixes included on this, three Sonic ones and a Streets of Rage 2 one. So not all Sonic themes, but you know, we've branched into Streets of Rage a little bit. But yeah, still 3-1, so unfortunately it's still going to be very heavily Sonic based. Well, I say unfortunately, you might like Sonic a lot, so then everything's good, isn't it? So yes, anyway, this is the first of the remixes that features on the album. It is called Robot Bosses, and it is the Sonic & Knuckles boss theme from Devastus. Enjoy!
sorry that it's over.
Alright, welcome back. That was some wobble bass from Nightmare Sequence, and it's a remix of Dr. Robotnik's theme from Sonic 3. And before that, we had Divestus is Robot Bosses, which is the boss theme from Sonic & Knuckles. And both songs feature on, Badass Boss Themes Volume 2, which you can download now from ocremix.org. I want to talk to you about something that made me laugh incredibly. Last week, there's a website called My Nintendo News, and they got massively duped by this dude who has been just trolling loads and loads of Sega sites and official sources and stuff on Twitter, trying to get them to post stuff about his fake Sonic game that he's invented called Sonic Thunderstorm. And My Nintendo News totally fell for it and posted like all the details that he completely made up. And if you read through the list, it's hilarious because it's like reading fan fiction, essentially, just just with no story. It's just like a plot outline. But yeah, very, very funny. Sorry about that. But yeah, My Nintendo News, you might want to remove that post because load of bollocks. But hey, whatever. If you're going to continue to dupe people into reading what you think is official, then go for it. I'm sure it gets you website hits. And, you know, that's what posting news is all about, I guess. But hey ho, made me laugh at least, because yeah, I had a running with this chap, because he was trying to get me to post stuff about this Sonic Thunderstorm game, and I told him that I don't post anything unless it's from an official source, and he was like, oh, this comes from an official source, what are you talking about, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I was just blocking, not falling for that, mate. I'm not gonna fall into your rubbish, unfortunately. But yeah, anyway, back to Badass Boss Themes Volume 2. The next two songs are the other two Sega remixes that feature on the album, and the first one is from our good friend Dusk.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Hello, I'm Sven.
Welcome back. Yeah, that was David L. Puger's Dr. Robotnik remix, which was the Robotnik theme for Sonic 2. And before that, we had Dusk's remix of Syndicate, which is the boss theme from Streets of Rage 2. And both feature on the new OC Remix album, Badass Boss Theme Volume 2, which you can download now. And I'm sure you're all sick of hearing me say. But hey, those are the four songs that feature, that are Sega themed and feature on the record, so that's now out of the way. So you don't have to hear me say Badass Boss Themes Volume 2 from OC Remix Catalog anymore. Okay? That's the last time. Done. Right. So yes, what else has been going on? Sonic Dash on iOS, that's been running its second global challenge, and it finished a couple of days ago, I think, if I remember correctly. And yeah, if everybody contributed, then you could unlock Blaze the Cat. But being an idiot, like I am, I didn't realise that you had to also complete a personal set of challenges to also enable the unlock to happen. Don't know why I said it like that, never mind. So yeah, I completely just ignored my own personal challenges. And even though everybody made it, you know, completed the global challenge, I didn't get the character. So that was a little bit annoying. Because I got a Shadow in the previous global challenge. But I don't remember actually having to do any sort of personal achievement to get Shadow. I think it was more just a case of once the global challenge was completed, you had him. So yeah. Whatever. I miss out. My problem. Anyway, let's have a Sonic Spinball remix, because I absolutely love the Sonic Spinball soundtrack and I think it's incredibly underrated. So this is Benjamin Briggs' Amy's Toxic Cave. Enjoy! We'll be right back. Hello, hello, welcome back. That was two Toxic Cave remixes, because I thought, why the hell not? I was in a spindle mood. You just had Turbo Toxic, if I remember correctly, by Ethan Rex Music. And before that, we had Amy's Toxic Cave from Benjamin Briggs. And both are very, very good remixes. Also, Ethan Rex Music's remix. I would like to thank Rexy once again for introducing me to that, because, God, I'm finding so much stuff through her, and it's really, really nice to have someone like that on the team, because it's helping me, and it's nice to be able to exchange bits and pieces with each other, and yeah, it makes me feel part of a community, which is all good fun, and that's what I kind of want to do with this thing. So yes, lovely. Thank you very much, Rexy. I'm sure there's more stuff that I found through you that will show up in today's show, so thanks in advance. You're helping a lot. Right, other news of recent. Treasure's rather fantastic shoot 'em up, Ikaruga, has hit Steam Greenlight. So if you kind of want to play that on the old PC, you should probably go and support the thing and head on over to Steam Greenlight and search for Ikaruga, because it's an amazing game. And yeah, if you've never played it and have a gaming PC, it's something you should probably experience, because it's quite unique and very, very good. So yeah, good to see that show up. I'm glad to see Treasure is still doing bits and pieces. Yeah, keep at it, lads. I like your games. Right, let's move on. Let's have some Chemical Plant Zone. We'll be right back. Sonic Boom, Sonic Boom, Sonic, but here comes Cash, Cash with some fucking auto-tune, mate. Sorry. that was Crush 40's version of Sonic Boom from the American version of the Sonic CD soundtrack, featuring Cash Cash with his lovely auto-tune madness. And prior to that, we had DJJD's Biohazard, which is a Chemical Plant Zone remix from Sonic 2, and it's very, very good. I've also got another Chemical Plant Zone remix from DJJD, which I might feature later on in the show. So yeah, there's that. Right, let's talk. Let's talk about Sega signing another deal with Egmont Publishers, because that's a thing that's happened. If you don't know anything about Egmont, they're the people that bought Fleetway, so they technically own Sonic the Comic. So obviously everybody is losing their shit, because they're hoping that Sonic the Comic might continue. But I think, more realistically, we're probably going to get another series of books, you know, activity books for kids and stuff. Or maybe, and I'm hoping this is the maybe, we might get some graphic novels of Sonic the Comic stuff, which would be lovely, and nice to have some reprints, because it's not often, you just don't see anymore, do you, actually? Like, if you want Sonic the Comic, you've got to go and buy second-hand stuff. It's the only way you can experience it anymore, which is a shame. But yes, it would be lovely if we could have some more reprints of Sonic the Comic stuff. You can bind them into nice little character novels, that'd be good, hey? That's some ideas for you, Saika. Have that on me. But yeah. Anyway, let's continue. I've got a Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine remix, which I want to play. Let's do that now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Oh, it's ever so good.
Welcome, welcome back. We just had an Aqualake Zone remix from 8-Bit Sonic 2, if I remember correctly, from DOS 1. And before that, we had a Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine remix from Palindrome. Both very, very good. DOS 1's one is quite manic, isn't it? There's lots going on in that. I featured a band last week on Sega Driven called Sentiment. They feature three of the members from a British rock band called In Me. And they're making a metal album, and guess what? It's called Streets of Rage, which is awesome. It seemed to get a lot of attention over the weekend, which is nice. It's nice to see. I don't know if you can really class them as popular musicians, because it's quite underground, the old metal. But it's good to see nods to video games in other things. And I enjoy having, you know, the old crossover between my website, UK Scum Scene, as well as Sega Driven, because an awful lot of the UK rock and metal stuff I find that is of relevance to Sega Driven is things like this. So yeah, it was nice to be able to join the two in a little bit of a feature there. So yeah, you should probably go and check out their Pledge Music campaign for the album Streets of Rage. From what I've heard, it sounds very, very good if you're into metal. And I took part in the previous Pledge Music campaign for In Me's last record, and they made it so, so worth your while. So if you're into metal at all, you're in for a treat if you actually pledge for the album, because I'm sure you'll get an awful lot of free stuff as well, because they like to chuck out demos and remixes and all stuff during the campaign. They're very, very good with that sort of thing. But yeah, there you go. So that's been happening, and yeah, I just wanted to talk about it, I guess. Let's have some more Sonic Spinball, because I like that. We'll be right back. That was DJ JD's Chaotic Chemistry, which is another Chemical Plant Run remix, which features on his EP, which I also discovered through Rexy. Thanks! And before that we had Jane Wick's Sonic Spinball and Mega Man 7 mashup, which is very, very good, and also features Toxic Cave, which is just an awesome song, innit? I love it. It's brilliant. Anyway, this is the end of the show, I guess. I'm going to play the last song, and then I'm going to be heading off. So yeah, thank you very much for tuning in if you're listening live, or thank you very much for downloading if you're listening via podcast. I'm Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda. I run a website called SegaDriven.com. You should probably go and check it out. We got news and stuff. And the last song I'm going to play for you, I've been desperately trying to figure out how I can put some more Vocaloid stuff in, because secretly, or not very secretly, I love Vocaloid music, and yeah. I mean, we featured a couple of Sega-themed ones previously, but I was trying to find a way of getting stuff from the Project Diva soundtracks into the show, because they're obviously Sega soundtracks. That's fine, isn't it? I can get away with that, but it's trying to find remixes, which I don't have an awful lot of. So this isn't technically a remix. It's more a re-recording, but I'm sure that can count. Yeah, that's cool. We good with that? So yeah, this is Black Rock Shooter by Rio from Supercell. It's very, very good, and it's one of my favourite songs, probably ever. Have a lovely evening. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week. Goodbye! Black Rock Shooter,
また。